going back to your contract. I don't know if anybody asked you about it.
It's online if you want to read it. Man. It's like everywhere.
What did it mean to you, though, knowing your background and where you came from and the difficult path to finally get a big deal like that? I mean, for you and your family, maybe. I don't know if it's something you'd share with your family, but I just know your background.
Yeah, you know, it's, I mean, I you know, I think my background's been talked about quite a bit, and you know, for me, it was less than the money. You know, it felt good to be wanted. You know, and you know, it felt good to know, you know, where your future's going to be, and you know, for someone like me, that means a lot.
Yeah, and the fact that did you ever reflect back at all, or do you move past that? Those old days, you know, you tell those great stories about.
Sometimes you reflect, but you know, I mean, it's only been 3 weeks, so I've been pretty busy here. But you know, obviously I know where I came from, and you know, I know, you know, how hard it was to get here. And so I'm going to cherish every moment of it and do everything in my power to never go back.
Jimmy, not having Drew available these last few days, how have you, worked on your cohesion with these other quarterbacks?
Yeah. You know, I've caught a couple of touchdowns from a number other than 9 for the first time in my career. So, you know, it's been good to work on that communication with all these guys. And they've done such a great job because, you know, they have so much on them as far as all the responsibilities that we put on our quarterback. It's a lot, you know. I mean, you got to call it protection. You know, you got 3 plays in your mind, kill and opposite, and, you know, all these checks are very difficult. So you know, I think I'm somewhat of a unique player with, you know, a lot of my routes are option routes, and me and Drew have such a feel for those things. You know, he knows based off my body language what I'm going to do, you know, and the ball's always there. So now it's, you know, working that with the other ones, and it's been good. It's been
real
good.
When you look at yourself, and obviously the fans view you as a great receiver, and looking at today, your blocking skills, do you take pride in being when, now obviously most of the times you're out on the route, but as a pass blocker when called upon, seems like you were pretty stout out there today in that drill.
Yeah, you know, that was, you know, the last 2 years, you know, everybody's been knocking on my blocking, you know. I mean, I don't know why, but, you know what, I'm truly healthy now. You know, I mean, I think that's a big deal with that. You know, the last 2 years, with some major injuries that kind of limited that. And, you know, I took the time this offseason to really look at some film and analyze myself as a player. And you know, I noticed that, you know, all the times where I was able to help the team the most was when I was blocking the best, because that helps out on play action, you know, and it stops them from putting, you know, a corner pressed up while I'm in, like, on the line with an outside backer. So, you know, it's a, you know, it's only going to help the team out. So that's what I'm going
to
do.
Jimmy, sorry if you've already answered this, but how strange has it been, given Breeze's durability, not to have him out here for this, you know, extended period of time?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's it's even after, you know, even though he's not, you know, throwing the ball after every route, you know, he runs up to me and tells me what he wants me to do, or what I could have done better. So, you know, he's still getting those mental reps in, you know, I know he'll be just fine. You know, he's just taking a little time off, and which he needs. You know, I mean, it's a long season. You know, you got 16 games, 4 preseason games. That's 20, and then if you're lucky, you got another 3 or 4 after that.
Do you think he'd be ready to go if it was a regular season game?
I mean, that's not my judgment. You know, I just run and catch, man. I don't know.
Jimmy, you came out of college without a lot of people know anything about you. Now you're one of the biggest stars in the game. What do you do to keep yourself grounded to all that? All this attention is throwing you so quickly.
Yeah, you know, I think this offseason was a good grounding point for me. You know, just, you know, dealing with everything by myself, with only a couple people in my corner. So, that'll keep you real grounded, and it keeps you focused. You know, that's all I did this offseason was work out and fly. And, you know, I'm a simple guy. Nothing's changed. I'm still the same person I was 4 years ago. So,
what do you get out of this first season?
Number one, stay healthy. Obviously, that's the most important thing right now. And, you know, I'm just going to do what they ask me. So,
you think you get to work on blitz pickup?
Knowing you know the person that's calling defense on this
team, yeah.
Do you think you get to work on some blitz pickup in this first preseason
game? Yeah, you know, I mean, I know we were just watching, I believe it was 3 years ago, we played San Fran, the first preseason game, and you know, it was like zero blitz, like, you know, four times out of nine. So you know, it's going to be great work for the quarterbacks, for the O-line, for the tight ends, for everybody across the board. You know, he's that's who he is, and he brings it. So you know, we're going to have to be ready for that.
Have you gotten used to the floral print yet with the rooms and been able to do anything here
today? Yeah, the floral print is is different, but the facilities are amazing. And during the off day, I had the opportunity to do some sporting clays with some of the guys and some of the Navy SEALs. And I just want to let it be known that I beat Drew and that I beat most of all those Navy SEALs. So that was a good day for me.
How do you take
that? He hasn't really heard about it yet, so this will be, I'm sure he'll hear about it after this.
Jimmy, how ready are the players to get away from here for a couple of days?
We're not ready to really get away from here. I mean, the weather's beautiful, you know, and the food's good, got great fields. I think more or less we're just ready to hit somebody else. You know, we've been beating up on each other for the last 2 weeks, and, you know, things are getting a little heated out here today. And so I think it's time to finally hit somebody else.
Jimmy, that time, Ben, would you rather scrimmage somebody else rather than playing exhibition games? Do you feel like they're worth it?
For a preseason game, that's a lot, obviously, but, you know, that's not going to change.
Jimmy, you talked about being humble. Can you talk about Ben Watson, the guy in your position group, his character off the field, and maybe some of the impact he's had on you?
Yeah, you know, Ben's, my rookie, I mean, I've been lucky throughout my career to have, some of the best mentors that I could possibly ask for in our room, starting with Shockey. You know, he was a big deal my rookie year, just teaching me what it was to be a physical, competitive tight end, and then David Thomas, and then now I've got Ben Watson. He he's been on a lot of good teams, he's been with a lot of good quarterbacks, and just the knowledge that he has, and the ability for me to lean on him, you know, and he knows what it takes to stay healthy. You know, that's kind of one of the bigger things is, you know, what am I doing when I'm not at the facility? What am I doing at home? You know, how am I lifting? And he's been able to help me a lot with that.
Time for one more.
Okay, in 2011, there was no offseason because of the lockout. In 12, you know, your quarterback held out and then came back and threw for 5,040. So between his advice and your own experience in 2011, does that help you prepare for working out on your own with that in the hopes of seeing a minimal, no dip in production?
Yeah, you know, with me, it was I took it on like I did the lockout year. You know, that's how I saw it, you know, and that's how Vilma and Swayze down in Miami saw it. So, you know, we did the same workouts that we did then, and hopefully it'll pay off.